Zimbabwe is going to start printing its own version of the U.S. dollar. That announcement came today from the country's central bank as Zimbabwe faces a cash shortage with long lines outside of banks and people struggling to get cash. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. And Ali, this country, Zimbabwe, has been using a number of other currencies, including the U.S. dollar, since its currency collapsed in 2009. But why are they now deciding to print their own version of the U.S. dollar?
Well, Jeremy, the problem is in 2009, after crazy inflation, Zimbabwe basically abandoned its own currency, which had been largely supplanted in any case by the U.S. dollar, the South African rand, and the Chinese yuan. The problem is Zimbabwe, like most developing countries, needs U.S. dollars to trade on the international markets. And ordinary Zimbabweans who get their hands on dollars either hoard them or send them out of the country. The other option in the last few years has been to use the South African rand because most of Zimbabwe's trade is with South Africa. But like the other BRICS countries, of which South Africa is a part, it's suffering economic setbacks and its currency is suffering against the U.S. dollar. So once again, Zimbabweans are trying to get their hands on dollars, and there aren't enough dollars around. So basically, Zimbabwe is printing its own version of the U.S. dollar on a one-to-one basis. So it'll be ones, twos, fives, tens, and twenties, and they'll, in theory, each be equal to one U.S. dollar.
And by the way, when you say BRICS countries, you're talking about Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. These
Correct.
Are developing nations.
That's the former fast-growing developing nations.
Right.
So it was useful to have that currency because these were fast-growing economies. They've all slowed down a little bit. Their currencies are suffering against the U.S. dollar.
But what makes Zimbabwe's central bank think that the same thing won't happen to this new Zimbabwean U.S. dollar as happened to their own currency?
Well, you know, in the old days, currencies used to be guaranteed by gold. That hasn't happened in a long time. But this currency is actually backed by a bond that is funded with actual U.S. dollars. So in theory, they're worth something. Now, the problem is if you're a Zimbabwean and you want to get paid for something, and on one hand, you have the choice of using an actual U.S. dollar versus a Zimbabwean version of the U.S. dollar, which are you likely to choose? Now, the government says they're worth the same, but you're likely to say, look, if you pay me in dollars, this is $20. If you pay me in Zimbabwean dollars, it's $25 or $26. So keeping a pegged currency equal to another currency is actually very difficult. But at the same time, the Zimbabwean government is trying to limit the number of U.S. dollars used. So they're putting a restriction on the amount of money you can take out of banks and the amount of money you can take out of the country.
And what about the underlying economic issues? How long can this crisis in Zimbabwe go on?
Well, it's been going on since the year 2000. I mean, Robert Mugabe, who's led Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, began confiscating land from white farm owners and giving it to black tenants in 2000. 0.6% of the population is white, but they control about 70% of the or they controlled about 70% of the agricultural land. Mugabe confiscated that land, gave it to the black tenants. The net result was a reduction in agricultural output. So Zimbabwe, which was a breadbasket, is now a net importer of agriculture, and they're going through the worst drought they've had in decades.
Yeah.
So this is a real problem for them. Zimbabweans are actually starving, and their money's worth nothing.
Business journalist Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.